On the phone line in New York is Kim, and in the studio with me is Tim, and it's Kim and Tim of Curl Mix. But it's not necessarily the product I want to deal with. It's more their story, because their story is fascinating. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
And hello, Kim.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Now, as I understand it, you all were like high school sweethearts.
Oh, absolutely. I met Kim my freshman year, second period gym class. We sat in the same lines in gym. I thought she was super cute.
Where?
At Morgan Park High School.
Morgan Park High School.
Yep. MP High.
And thankfully, it was second period and not first period, because we never showed up first period.
I did my best.
So now, you went through high school and everything, and you got out of school, and this part of the story, I did read a little bit about you all. We're doing it regularly. You know, Kim Wynn got a really nice job. You're working on some things. But now, Kim, you're the one who signed Tim up for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes. Call me crazy, but I just feel like we can do anything. And my mother was really smart. So he was the captain, academic decathlon. My captain was extremely athletic in high school. He was a captain, academic decathlon. He got a perfect score in reading on the ACT. So he had a 36. Who gets that, right? Especially he's a black boy from the south side of Chicago. Like, that's incredible. Going to public school, you know. And he would always get these questions right whenever we were watching an episode.
Did you play Jeopardy?
Incredible.
No, I haven't played Jeopardy, but actually, I didn't really like game shows. I thought they were like a lottery. Because she was saying for years, like, oh, you should go on one of these shows. And I was like, no, they're not going to pick me. It's a waste of time.
Uh-huh.
I came home one day from work. I was doing research at the University of Chicago at the time. And she said, I booked your plane ticket. I booked your hotel. I signed you up for the tryout. You are going. And that was it. I was in New York, trying out for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Wow.
And luckily.
And he told me, like, Kim, this is so dumb. I can't believe you wasted our money. I was like, you're going. I don't care.
I love this. Boy, I need a woman like that. Mm-hmm. We all do.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now you went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, one of my favorite shows.
Yep.
And what happened?
I won $100,000 on the show. Yep.
Now, you know what? Well, I have to say this. For a lot of people, that would have been it. They'd say, okay, I can retire. As stupid as that sounds. But they got 100 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a year of a really good salary.
Yeah, right. Before you pay the taxes. Mm-hmm. But now, right. So now what happened next?
So before I even went on the show, Kim had always expressed interest in being an entrepreneur. And she hated her corporate job at Aldi. And I promised, like, okay, I'm on the show. I'll try to win enough money for you to start your business, right?
Wow.
So my goal on the show is like, okay, if I get $25,000, we're good.
Right.
I'll use that to start your business, and then we'll keep rolling through life. I ended up winning $100,000. We invested that money in our first business,
mm-hmm.
and within 2 years, that business, like, failed, right?
That's not that unusual. It's not that unusual.
And so we kind of took a step back, and we're like, you know what? We still want to be entrepreneurs. I was working full-time at the time as an IT consultant. And I was like, Kim, don't give up. Keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
But the next business, let's make money on day one. And let's build it the right way from the beginning. And that's kind of what gave rise to Curl Mix. Curl Mix started off as a do-it-yourself box for curly hair. So think of like a Blue Apron or a Betty Crocker, but for hair care products.
Okay.
We sent you everything to make your own hair care products.
Wow, that's slick.
Yeah, and we did that for 2 years as a subscription box company. And then we realized it wasn't really growing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked to our customers, and they were saying, I love the products. I love Curt Natural Hair, all that. But I can't put together these boxes. I don't have the time. So we were like, well, what are our best-selling boxes? What are people buying the most of? And the number one thing was our flaxseed gel. So we decided to turn that into a full-size product line that we pre-made and sent out to people. It took my wife almost a month to come up with a recipe for how to get that thing working and stable and shelf ready. She was 7 months.
But now, did either one of you all take chemistry or chemists and stuff like that?
At one point in time, I was like a biology student, but no, we are not
cosmetic
chemists.
This is like trial and error?
But what it is that, so we spent the first 2 years. I started Kermit because I was a DIYer, a do-it-yourselfer. I was always making my own hair clips and coxins. And I remember, it's so funny. We were watching an episode of Shark Tank, and a woman had a similar product, but for baking cookies, organic cookies. Basically, they send you everything to make organic cookies in individual packages, and I just thought, like, is anyone doing this for hair? Because, you know, I'm going to Whole Foods for $300-$400. It would be nice if somebody could just send them the food in a box for, like, $30.
Wow.
And so we launched it, and it's so funny. It's so fitting now that we're going on Shark Tank, and the original Kermit was inspired by Shark Tank.
I hadn't said that yet, but, let me stop you there, because now... you launched Curl Mix, and it started doing really well, right? And so, now tell me, how did you get to Shark Tank?
Yeah, so Curl Mix was doing okay for the first 2 years, but then we weren't quite growing towards the end of 2017. So we decided to come up with that product line. And we did a couple test launches, right? So my wife came up, took a month to do the recipe. We did a couple test launches of that product. Sold hundreds within hours.
Oh, wow.
We're like, okay, we're on to something. This could be big, right?
Yeah.
And so we completely scrapped the old business. So we didn't.
So starting
January 2018, we got rid of all the boxes. We had 6 months of boxes like built up. Just threw it all out or gave it away. And we were like, we're doing this new business. We're gonna make hair care products for women with curly hair, focused on all natural and organic ingredients, and hopefully it will work. That first month, we made almost no money. But by the end of 2018, we made over $1 million. Right,
wow.
So we went from zero to a million in a year.
And so now, the big reveal, you all are going to be on Shark Tank this coming Sunday, March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm geeked because that's my other favorite show.
Yeah, my wife screamed, like literally screamed when she found out, right? Because we were
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, so, I was ecstatic.
So now, okay, so take me back a little bit. When you were on, Millionaire,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the last question was?
I do. It haunts me to this day, right? But I walked away because
right.
I knew I didn't know it.
Smart thing, walked away. But what was the question?
Sure. So the main character in A Catcher in the Rye appeared in a magazine article the year before The Catcher in the Rye was published. What was the name of the article he appeared in?
What was the choices? I don't recall.
Oh, I don't recall all the choices.
What was the answer?
The answer was, this sandwich has no mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah.
I
thought that was a throwaway answer. I was like, there's no way that's it, right?
No way I'd have got that.
Yeah, but so I walked away with $100,000. I made my promise fulfilled. We had a little bit of extra money to buy a car, travel around, and, you know, use that to launch into my next career as an IT consultant.
So now, okay, you all got children?
Yes, we just had a baby boy.
Oh, congratulations.
So he's about 14 months now. So, actually, the funny story is he was born December 2nd, 2018.
Oh, Sagittarius. My birth is December 9th.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. December
2nd. Cool.
Yeah. So he was born, and then the month later, we pivoted the business.
Okay.
And so, you know, we weren't making any money that January, and we were like, oh, my God, we just scrapped everything.
We just have
a new baby, right? Like, Kim cried, and I was like, no, this should keep going. And so the next month, we doubled sales. Then the next month after that, we doubled, and we doubled again. And to the point where we were like, this is growing out of control. We're going to need help. And that's kind of what led us to Shark Tank.
Okay.
Yep.
Take me to briefly. Tell me, how did you all get to Shark Tank? Because I know a lot of people are saying, well, I got some good ideas. Tell me about the process, because I know it's not no easy process. Kim?
Oh, man. So, what can I say? It was a lot of preparation. I mean, you know, talking to the producers on a weekly basis, preparing our pitch, practicing, because, you know, we were not going to go on national television and look a fool.
What I'm trying to figure out is, what did you do? You called them up and said, hey, we want to be on Shark Tank?
You know, the funny thing is we went to an open casting. You want to talk about that?
Oh, okay. That's what I really want to know a little bit about.
Yeah,
about open casting.
So my husband's aunt, she basically was like, hey, you guys should try to be on Shark Tank. And we were like, oh, okay, cool. Like, we'll go to an open casting. And it was in the middle of the day, so we didn't have...
Yeah, at UIC, right?
Oh, at UIC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
on
May 24th, 2018.
Yeah, was Damon there?
No, none of the Sharks were there.
None of the Sharks were there. Mm-hmm. The producers,
yep,
right?
At the initial one, it's just you and the producers and like 1,000 other companies standing in line all day to get like 3 minutes with the producers.
3 minute pitch.
Mm-hmm. And we actually took our baby with us because we couldn't find
like
3 minutes.
It was like less than that. It was like 30 seconds, honestly.
Yeah, we took the baby with us because we couldn't find a babysitter during the day, you know, such a late notice. And he actually started crying halfway through our pitch.
Oh, no.
So we were like, oh, my God, we're not going to get on the show. They're not going to take us. But, oh, you know, we knew our pitch.
Rightly guided.
Yeah, Tim, we were solid.
And Tim, curlmix.com. I'm looking so much forward to Sunday. And I can say, I know them!
I bring all the neighbors over.
I know them. Well, I wish y'all the best. And, you know, I've watched it, like I say, since it first began.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known one other person who was on it way long time ago. But I didn't really know him. So, like, you two are my new best friends. You know that, right? Best of luck to you and continued success. I know you all are destined for even bigger things.
Thank you.
And I want to thank, I got to give Nelson Rockadell a little hot holler. I appreciate you guys. You are such great personalities, too.
Thank you very much.
And so I'm just inspired. Keep doing it. Tim, tell me what station made your day.
WKKC 89.3 FM.